For John Bevere, showing care toward people makes all the difference. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and John describes what caring for people might look like.
The number one thing to do is to establish the fact that we care about people. You know, I don't ever want to be preaching to people and them not understand that I don't care about them. I care about their life. I care about their hardships, what they're going through. And I would see Jesus would establish relationship with people, and then he would present the truth to them. Now, he wouldn't compromise the truth to establish the relationship, and that too today has become very popular. We're compromising our bearings in Christ in order to establish a relationship. That's not necessary. I think the world really loves it when we just show that we care. Okay, that doesn't mean we have to compromise our godliness in order to be accepted by them.
And sharing the difference Jesus Christ has made in your own life is a great way to care for other people and their lives.
Peter said, you know, always be ready to share the hope that is in you. You know, when I was engaged to Lisa, pretty much when you meet me, you find out I'm in love with this Sicilian girl named Lisa Toscano. And it just came out of me. You just had to squeeze just a little bit and it's coming out. Well, I think the same thing has to be with Jesus. That he is so much a part of our life that a little squeeze, he just comes flying out. And I think what people are looking for is a formula on how to witness, and that's not true. We are supposed to be a witness. And what it is we've spent such great time with him, and he's our very, very, very closest friend, that people just start squeezing us and he comes out.
So are Jesus Christ and his hope evident in your life? Well, maybe you need some help in learning how to care and how to share. Go to makingyourlifecount.org.